Hey there, fellow climate champions. I'm Lindsay Zilli, Senior Program Strategist for Take Action Global, the nonprofit climate action education organization dedicated to building a sustainable future. I'm your host, along with my fellow eco-enthusiast, Dr. Jennifer Williams. And today, get ready to be blown away by the incredible stories we've gathered just for you as TAG took to the hallways live at ISTE. Jen and I recently had the fantastic opportunity to attend ISTE, an annual EdTech conference, where we connected with some of the most passionate educators from all corners of the world. We sat down with them and asked them a simple question. What does climate change look like in your neck of the woods? The responses we received were awe-inspiring, thought-provoking, and downright personal.
So grab your headphones and get ready to embark on this exciting journey with us. We'll amplify the voices of these inspiring educators, uncover the challenges they face, and learn how we can all contribute to climate action in our own unique ways. It's time to join forces and take the next step towards a greener, cleaner world. Get ready to be inspired, informed, and fired up to create positive change. All right. Hi, everybody. We are just walking the halls of ISTE, and I found one of my dearest friends, Martha. Martha is ISTE ambassador. We have so much fun together. She is librarian extraordinaire. She is here presenting at ISTE Live all week long. So Martha, please tell everyone who you are, where you're joining from, and where they can find you.
Hi, I'm Martha Bongiorno. I'm an innovation specialist from Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm an ISTE ambassador, which is how I know Jen, but we know each other way, way back. And then how can you find me on the socials, on the Twitter and the Insta, but not TikTok. I'm not that cool yet, so.
Not there just yet. But Martha's doing tons at her school, and we actually visited there last year around social action and climate change. And they are going to be a new climate action school next year. We have lots happening, even more around Lego. So you're going to hear a lot about this over the next few months with us. But today we have a question for Martha. So Martha, I'll let you read the question, then you can answer.
All right. What is one climate action you have seen or you are taking at ISTE? And I have to say my trusty water bottle is the number one thing that I have that I can take wherever I go, whether it's a conference or at school, you know, out and about. We just came back from Rome, which was really fascinating, and they have water fountains everywhere. And it was shocking to me coming here, and we had to find the water fountain. Like, it was not accessible. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that would be my thing is, like,
lots of water bottles here at ISTE.
Yeah.
And I know I visited you at Innovation Academy like a year and a half ago, and you gave me the best water bottle that I still get to use. So,
yeah.
All right.
The little things that we can do. The little things.
These educators are on the front lines witnessing the impact of climate change firsthand. But they didn't stop at observation. They're taking bold steps towards climate action within their classrooms and beyond.
Hi, we're live from ISTE. We're here with Priscilla. Priscilla, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, where they can find you online?
Sure. I'm Priscilla Hervedia, and I work in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. I'm a K-4 STEM teacher and gifted education services teacher, and you can find me at phervedia.edu on Twitter and Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook.
All right. Have you enjoyed your ISTE experience this time around?
Loving this experience, and I love seeing people like you. Mm-hmm. It's exciting to reconnect with everybody.
Yeah. Isn't it awesome to see the SDGs more present this year, more so than ever before?
Absolutely. I was at the Global Collaboration Playground. I was so excited for that. But I'm seeing it everywhere. It's in coding. It's amazing, and I'm excited because I teach with that at the heart of what we do. So.
All right, so we asked you a question. Could you read the prompt and then just give us your answer of the question?
Okay, it was this or that, build a forest or clean the ocean. You can't imagine how difficult this is for me because I'm so indecisive and they're both important. But at heart, I am a clean the ocean girl. We support Global Goal 14 and my students did some projects about it in second graders. Learning about the garbage patch, making devices and designing something to help clean, And then they took that and attached it to some robots. And then we simulated the ocean cleanup. And we had the coding in there, the SDGs, that acknowledgement, second graders, you know, exposed to this big topic, but it's not that big. They can do it. They have a voice in it. They were so proud of themselves. I was proud of them too. It was just beautiful.
Kids can save the world and have fun too.
How amazing is that? These dedicated educators and their students are the driving force behind a generation of eco-warriors. But now, dear listeners, it's your turn to make a choice. If you are faced with the decision between building a forest or cleaning the ocean, which noble cause would you support?
Hello, I'm here with the Mona Towner, top educator to follow on Twitter. Mona, what's your handle again?
RMBTOWNER_TECH.
She's the OG of coaching, and so if you don't follow her, follow now. Where are you at right now?
I am in Berwyn South School District 100. This is the end of my 33rd year in education.
So you have a question. It's a this or that. Build a forest or clean the ocean?
I would choose, this is a tough one though. It is, but I say clean the ocean for a number of reasons. We've probably explored more of space, right, than we have of the ocean, and this all this stuff that's in the news right now shows how important the ocean really is. And actually, on my way from the airport, I was listening to a guy, I might have been, the Uber driver had it on NPR about mining materials, raw materials from the bottom of the ocean, and how that's like the next big thing, and how they're trying to figure out how to internationally regulate it and things like that. And I was super intrigued, and I didn't want to ask him to go around the block because it was 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, for sure. But we can definitely do better when it comes to the ocean. Not that build a forest isn't important, but I love that that's your stake in the ground.
Yeah.
Cleaning our oceans is an urgent and complex issue, and we are deeply committed to shedding light on the various initiatives, technologies, and individuals who are working tirelessly to address this global challenge. Let's hear from PAECT Vice President Eric Verneau and his perspective from the state of Pennsylvania.
Hi, everyone. We are now at the ISTE Playgrounds, our first playground of the day. We are here with Eric and the Pennsylvania ISTE affiliate, and he's going to tell you all about it.
Yeah, so I'm the Vice President of PAECT. We are the state affiliate of ISTE, and we're here at our playground, and we are featuring Pennsylvania educators in STEM, CS. We're going to be talking about AI. We're going to have a PAECT day, so it's just a smorgasbord of the different activities, no theme. But just PAECT members are going to be talking.
What's happening in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
But also lots happening around climate education in this great state of Pennsylvania. And we are here to ask you a question that we have here.
And they didn't tell me ahead of time.
Yes.
So, let's see.
So it's, what does climate change look like in your corner of the world, which is here in Pennsylvania?
A lot of the different educational activities that are going to talk about changes in sea levels and all the different rising areas. We've got some lakes, some streams that are just, you know, withering, drying down. Even though we've had some rain here this week, we still have, when you drive by, some of the rivers, we have a lot of rivers through PA, are just at low levels. So, you know, just seeing all that just kind of occurring, it's just... it's just eye-opening to see how all those changes are occurring. But the thing is, it's the bigger picture of what's really causing that. Because even though it's in the back, it's in your neighborhood, it's a local stream you go to, there's a tributary, there's somewhere where it started, there's all that that goes on, that there's a lot of other information to kind of look into and learn about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we know a lot of teachers and students here in Pennsylvania are taking action for climate change. We were led by New Jersey being the first state to mandate climate education, and Pennsylvania following shortly behind. So we're excited to connect with you and support you and all of your members in any way.
Awesome.
And good luck with your playground.
We at TAG have been fortunate to collaborate with several ISTE affiliates in discussing the transformative potential of integrating EdTech tools and strategies into climate education. In fact, through our work with NEDA, the Nebraska affiliate, we've discovered how these powerful EdTech tools and even computer science standards can enhance learning experiences, engage students, and empower educators to make a real impact on our environment. If you're an ISTE affiliate member, we encourage you to reach out, because together we can work towards a sustainable future through the synergy of EdTech and climate education. Now, back to ISTE, where Jen finds two of our favorite TAG teachers.
We just came across two of our TAG friends. So please tell us who you are and where you're from.
My name is Dr. Ramesh Longani. I'm chair of the science department at Poly Prep Country Day School in Brooklyn, New York. My name is Matthew Futterman. I'm an upper school science teacher at the same school. That's my department head.
We love our friends in New York City. So we're asking some questions around climate action education. These two know it best. So here's some questions for you to pick.
So it says this or that, build a forest or clean the ocean. For me, build a forest because I like trees.
Great answer.
All right. Where are you from and what does climate change look like in your corner of the world? Climate change looks like a lot of things in New York. It looks like smoke from Canada coming down, changing our air quality. It looks like sea level rise. It looks like species moving across typical historical boundaries. It looks like a lot of things. In Manhattan, most prevalently, sea level rise is what is probably on most New Yorkers' minds, and how the city is going to adapt to those changes, what it's going to cost, are we going to build a seawall, all of those things. But most importantly, it looks like my students who want to take action to fight climate change through learning about it and recognizing that the science is there. We know that it's human-induced, and because it's human-induced, it's also a human problem for us to fix, and it's an opportunity for growth for all of us to take on this challenge globally as a community, and that's what it looks like in Brooklyn and at Poly.
We've been working with high school students in Brooklyn this past year, and they have great ideas, and they're ready to take action, so I absolutely agree with you. Where can people find you on social media, here at ISTE, and then back at home?
Sure. So, as I said, I'm in Brooklyn, New York. I'm at Poly Prep Country Day School. My social handle, I'm on Twitter, at Dr. Rambio, so D-R-R-A-M-B-I-O. So you can tweet at me. I'm all things climate change, all things education.
Wish you both a happy ISTE, and I'm sure we're going to be seeing you around.
Absolutely.
But thanks for joining us here.
We loved the energy this year at ISTE and are ready to keep the action and impact going with you. Head over to our website at www.takeactionglobal.org, where we offer a wide range of resources. Whether you have just one day, 6 weeks, or an entire year to dedicate to making a difference, we've got you covered. Please keep us posted on all your ideas, your actions, and any ways we can support you in your climate education journey.
And join us next time as we continue to explore the profound impact our small actions have on our precious planet.